Now this was the mini Moog, right?
I can't say it. Moog, Moog.
It's a Moog.
It's a Moog.
It's a Moog.
It's been a Moog my whole life.
It's a Moog.
You know, the fancy people know.
No, what are they? What is it? Is it? Are they Dutch? It's the way you say it, right? It's Moog. Moog. It's not like. Not like the way we pronounce
potato,
it.
Potato, potato. So it's like I said the other day, Chez versus Chase.
Right.
Yeah. It's so not Chase. Don't say it.
I know, but see, that's how the Moog people feel when we say Moog. That's exactly how they feel, right?
Right.
That's the only reason I want to relent and call it a Moog, because I've been calling it a Moog my whole life. But now that I know it's like the equivalent of saying Chase, that's so gosh.
Well, I mean, I think it's cool because he had like maybe what, a second or first generation Moog, right?
No, it wasn't a first. You mean a first or second off the line? It was second or third off the line. It wasn't a third or second or third generation.
Okay, I just don't want to say that we can't verify it.
Well, you can. Never mind.
Say it.
You said it already.
I didn't say it. What I was going to say was he was a sci-fi fanatic, which is why we wanted to call it this. He loved all things sci-fi. He loved physics. He studied the physics of music.
Yeah.
He loved all those different sounds, the noises, the frequencies, what they meant. Their effect on human behavior, as a matter of fact. He studied all of those things, and he was a huge, huge, huge fan of Rod Serling.
Yes,
and we did watch Star Trek on a regular basis, which is probably why he had that TV, because he wasn't going nowhere. Missing.
And Outer Limits.
And Outer Limits.
Yes,
Outer
Limits.
Oh, and Alfred Hitchcock. That was another. Like, there was not, clearly, not a whole lot of TV.
Night Gallery.
Okay, I don't remember no Night Gallery.
Mm-hmm.